the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good to be with you, settling into the new year.
I'm sorry, Lee.
So you should be.
I know that I have an effect on men.
Oh, Sarah, catch yourself. It's not, you don't have an effect on men. It's your use, your overuse of mayonnaise. This will all make sense. Listen to the show and this feud that is happening. I mean, look, I'll give it to you straight. Sarah's having an emotional affair with my husband. There, I said it.
Here's the show.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Please, take your time.
A man of many words.
Take your time. Hey, I've got a question. It's a technical question, Aaron. I feel like you can possibly help me in this more than Lee's can.
Oh, geez.
Because she's sort of stuck in. Wow. She's like the dial-up tone of technical knowledge.
I resent that, Sarah.
But you know it's true. Never ask her for help. You can actually hear her head go.
You know what? Yesterday I actually asked someone to point out to me where my email was.
That someone was me.
Okay, Mum.
All right, my question is, can I turn off dubbed voices when I'm watching a foreign Netflix series? Because there are so many fantastic foreign series like Bonfire of Destiny that I want to watch.
What?
And I would rather hear the French
Destiny
voices and read subtitles than listen to a really bad acting job with English language overlay. Is it just me?
It's absolutely not. I refuse to watch.
Me too. As soon as I hear it's dubbed, I turn it off and I'm missing out on all these glorious shows.
Surely.
There must be an option, because what about for people who are hearing impaired? There must be a subtitle.
What? No, you don't understand.
Do you get what we're saying?
What the hell are you talking about?
Subtitles are all... You can put subtitles on regardless.
Exactly.
Okay,
so what's
you can
the
read
problem? So
you
then,
can read.
So then turn the volume down.
No, leave.
And read it.
Please.
It's a dubbed voice.
I understand.
No, you don't
that.
Understand it. So say something in French.
I know.
Say something
I am
in French.
Bilingual. I understand what dubbing means. I'm just saying, if you want the subtitles but you don't want their voices, turn the volume down. Just read it.
You don't
I know
it.
You
That's
just want the foreign
works.
Language, but you can't have it.
Are
they
you
haven't
sure?
They produced the show that way.
They have. Then they put dodgy English
well,
speaking
write them
over
an
the
email,
top of
Sarah,
it.
If you're so technologically advanced.
Well, at least I know where my email is, please.
That's why you're my PA.
What? This thought has been weighing on me for a couple of days, and I'm surprised because I am somebody who is an emotional person. Tears flow freely. But when I was watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I saw Miguel, God bless his Spanish bull heart, wipe away Tanya Hennessy's tears, a grown adult's tears, it really shook me, because the only tears I've ever wiped away in my life are my children's tears. Like, I would never go up to an adult and wipe away their tears. No, and I'm surprised that you've just said that to me, Lise. Would you?
I do wipe tears away.
Why? Because you don't like seeing?
I hate seeing people cry.
So you're actually not wiping away in a loving way. You're trying to erase them.
Yes, I'm plugging them. So
when was the last time you wiped away a grown-up's tears?
If I had two tampons handy, I'd plug them in their tear duct.
What?
Okay, that would be
you
a
know
very
when people get a nosebleed? That's a hack. Did you know that? When athletes get nosebleeds, they put a little Tampax up there, Sarah. They
I mean,
do.
Wow,
what kind of athlete?
Right there.
Any athlete with a nosebleed, Aaron.
But why does
think
it have
about
to be
it,
athlete?
Into,
it have to
be into an the athlete. Nostril. It's a cavity like any other, isn't
but wait,
it?
Go back.
Anyway,
okay.
My point is...
Okay, between cavity, nosebleed and tampons, this has gone off on a tangent that
my
I was not expecting.
My point is that I do wipe people's tears
but
away.
But whose tears
do
have you wiped away?
I've wiped Dane's tears away.
Was he crying because he's your husband?
Oh, that's a bit rough.
It's not rough. It's not rough at all. You got angry at him for putting butter and mayonnaise combined on a sandwich the
other
day.
I'm concerned with his health. Okay, that's I'll talk about that tomorrow. Don't bring that up now because that is a deep concern of mine. That
I can't. I mean, if he needed tears wiped away, it's because he married a woman who won't let him have butter and mayonnaise on some bread together.
No one doubles the fat.
Yes, they do.
You don't need...
I do.
No. No. Anyway, go back to the tear wiping. I don't know why you can't be intimate.
What? Well, hang on.
That's a very intimate gesture, wiping someone's tears. Why can't you do it?
It's too intimate, Aaron. Are you a tear wiper?
Absolutely not. I'm no contact.
He has not met the woman of his dreams yet. When he does become a contact person, he will wipe her tears.
No, I'm not. At no point. I'm a regular crier, and at no point has Wills reached across to me with his giant man thumbs and tried to wipe away my tears. Oh, and well. If he did, I'd think, where's Lee's and her tampons?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, over the holiday, I went on my annual intergenerational shopping trip. What is that, you may ask? It's a trip with multiple generations. Okay, you just go. I go with my mother, my grandmother, and my sister, and once a year we try to meet up at a Westfield.
Okay.
And shop till we drop.
All right, so you're all French.
Well, we are all French. We're all related.
People may be questioning, God, going shopping to a Westfield with grandma and Lise, they know you're quite old already.
Oh,
and,
whatever.
And your grandma is 88 years old.
She is.
And she is as fit as a fiddle.
She is.
Very, very precise in what she likes in life. You know, this is a woman who once carried a cooked lamb shoulder on a plane to Perth because she didn't trust the meat over there.
It was par cooked. That is true, Aaron. Grandma knows what she likes, and she said we were going on a family trip to Perth. And she said, I want to cook a lamb roast, but I don't trust that I'm going to find what I need over there. And we're like, pretty sure they have Woolies and Coles.
So did she carry it on or
she
check
carried
it?
It on. No, it was not checked luggage. It was hand luggage like a baby. And it was par cooked, all roped up, many tea towels and foil over the top.
So, I mean, I told you that part of the story because I know that now, whatever comes out of Lisa's mouth about shopping with her grandma is going
to
be
good. Let me take you to Zara at Westfield, okay? Mm. We popped in. We were buying things for my sister's birthday. Yes. I was playing stylist. I wasn't shopping for myself.
No, you don't like parting with a dollar. Not so
True. Anyway, the four of us were in the fitting room and my sister was trying on a lovely white cashmere jumper.
You've been to Zara. There are plenty of change rooms. Why were all four of you in one
tiny change room? We're very tight, Sarah. It's fun. So loud. So much French talking. Anyway, we're all in the change room.
Naked family times.
And my sister tries on the white cashmere jumper and she's like, oh, God, I don't want to get any makeup on the collar, the neckline of the jumper, which is very conscientious of her as a shopper. And grandma, otherwise known as Yo-Yo, or for short, Yo's, she's like, don't worry, I've got you covered. I've got a hack, a shopping hack.
Yes.
So we're all ears because Yo's is full of tips and tricks. 88 years young, she's got many up her sleeve. She rifles through her handbag, pulls out one of those fine, flimsy plastic bags that you put your fruit and veg in.
Yeah.
You know, the green coloured ones?
Yeah.
She pops that over my sister's head.
What?
Pops it over my head, over my sister's head. My sister is getting slowly asphyxiated. And we're like, Grandma, take it off.
I mean,
what are
what's
you
the
trying
one
to
thing
do?
You tell children, do not play with
do
that
not.
Plastic bag every
Grandma's
morning.
Like
this is a suffocation
a
device.
Suffocation.
Put it nowhere near your noggin.
So she's like, don't be stupid. I do this. I carry five or six with me everywhere I go. And when I don't want to get makeup on a particular garment, that's what I do.
What?
I mean, the safer option that she proposed to us was a paper mushroom bag. We're like, Grandma, nobody goes to this level to protect fast fashion from Zara.
I mean, this is so environmentally conscious.
It
I feel
is.
Like Greta Thunberg would really love what your grandma's
she
doing.
She also has the other little zip pocket of her bag is full of salt, pepper and sweeteners at any given moment.
Wow.
Salt, pepper, sweeteners, and elastic bands. Anything
also,
you need.
Is your sister all right? Or did she sort of drop to the floor after oxygen deprivation from trying on the jumper?
Anyway.
Did she do it?
Did she do what?
Did she put the plastic bag over her head?
She had no choice. When Yo-Yo says put the plastic bag over your head, you do as you're told.
And how old's your sister?
42.
On the weekend, my husband Jules and I went to see a show together. Now, here's the thing. We cut it very time for an 8 p.m. start time, but he was getting off a plane that only landed at 7:20 p.m.
Whoa.
Okay, so it was a hustle.
But you know, when it's a date night, you do what you need
you
to do,
Sarah. What
it
takes.
I support you.
Now, I know there's a 2-minute drop-off zone, and I did not want to be told by the security guards to drive around again, so I hid in a little back road, which you're not meant to do.
Yes.
And I texted Wills and I said, let me know when you're walking out and I'll zip around and come and pick you up.
Smart.
All right, I didn't hear a response.
Normal.
No. Anyway, somehow we had a telepathic thing and I drove up at the time where he was walking out. And as he hopped into the car, he put his mobile phone down on the glove box and I could see that my text message was still unopened on his home screen. Now, we've been together for nearly 16 years. We've been married for 11.
Mm.
And do you know what my name is written out as in his phone?
Like your contact details.
Yeah, my moniker.
What does he have you down as? Hold on, let me guess. All right, hold on. How about just, like, I don't think he's overly emotional. I'm just going to say Sarah.
No. My name in his phone, my husband's phone is...
I've got it. Beelzebub. Devil incarnate.
No. Girl from pub.
The thorn in my side.
Starter wife. No, it's none of the above.
Wife
it
one.
Is. It is Sarah Wills.
Well, that's fine.
Ooh. No, it's not.
No, that's
my
not fine.
Full name.
No.
Like from when we were dating or the moment I changed my name to his surname, Sarah Wills.
That's
no,
completely
thank you.
Fine.
What about
it's
just,
not fine.
I said to him, I was like, whoa.
Who are
What's
you to
that?
Him, Sarah?
How many Sarahs do you have in your phone that you need to put your surname,
your shared
to
surname,
to differentiate me?
And is there a photo
like
of you?
I was crazy. No. You know what,
it's
in
not
my
even
phone,
personalized.
It just says Wills and there's a couple photo of us. I mean, this is outrageous, I think. I mean, Lise, you've been married to your husband, Dane, for the same amount of time.
Yes.
What does he have for you in his phone?
He just has Lee's.
Okay, and what do you have for him?
I have Dane Eggplant.
What?
Keep it hot in the bedroom.
Dane and Eggplant emoji, or have you written out Eggplant?
Sarah, you idiot!
It's those two girls.
I suggest you change it to Sarah Wills Peach.
I'm going to put the bed with the zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz
in-law extended an invitation to Dane and I and the kids for a Sunday night barbie, okay? And she said, Lise, bring a salad. Bring a salad, which tends to be my jam, if I'm honest. I do a pretty mean balsamic vinaigrette, healthy.
Okay, that's just like a condiment. What else do you do? So you bring a vinaigrette?
No. Like I put lettuce leaves in a bowl.
Oh wow, yum!
Quite the master chef.
Yeah, well, don't start with me, Sarah, because you're poking the bear. Okay, when you start insulting my salads, because Dane said to me on Sunday afternoon, he sidled up to me in the kitchen and he said, "So, what salad are you thinking of doing for mums for tonight?" And I said, oh, you know, just my usual green leaves and balsamic vinaigrette.
The old four-leaf mix.
Did he retch?
No, he did not.
You know what? Wow, you look really uncomfortable.
I do look uncomfortable because he said to me, do you remember that salad that Sarah made? I think it was like a mango salad. I think it was a mango salad. And I stopped dead in my tracks, didn't I?
Wait,
because you made that salad, Aaron. You were present at that
team get together?
I remember the salad
too. How long ago? How long ago were we all together, and how long ago was that salad
made? I think that was
made?
At least 2 years ago.
Thank you. So I looked into my husband's eyes. Wait, it gets worse. I looked into my husband's eyes and I said, how long have you been thinking about Sarah's mango salad for?
And he's like, mangoes bring all the boys to the yard.
And he said to me, Lise, he broke down. He said, it had everything in it. It had mangoes, it had chicken, it had walnuts, it had mayo, it had more mayo, and it had more mayo again. And right there, I realised that all he wants in life is mayonnaise. Okay? And my balsamic reduction isn't cutting it. So he's been thinking about your salad, Sarah, for nigh on two and a half years.
This was Sunday night. Okay,
yes.
This is freaky. I have not made that salad since going to your place. I think it was the Australia Day long weekend 2018. I made that salad for the first time again on Sunday night, just gone when we had friends over for a barbecue. Do you
know
think
what
Dane and I are communicating on a telepathic level?
I don't know, Sarah. You tell me. Is this an emotional affair?
Wait, I've got the recipe because I made Mum send it to me on the weekend. I'm going to text it to
Dano
right
now. Do
not
text him.
It's going.
Do not
it's
text
going.
Him. How dare you? How
Dear Dane,
dare you?
I hear you've been hankering for Sarah's salad. Here it
Do
is.
Do not seduce my husband with mayonnaise.
You know what? I'm going to put the recipe up on our stories at Lise and Sarah.
Great
it's
idea.
It's a free-for-all.
She's a homewrecker. A homewrecker.
We are back tomorrow from 5.
You know what? His heart valves are going to thank me for my balsamic vinaigrettes. Okay, he wouldn't survive 3 years married to you with all the mayonnaise you put into
he
your salads.
He just wants more spice in his life, Lise.
He gets plenty of spice, Sarah. Don't you worry.
Oh.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We're back.
It's actually an emotional affair.
I was trying to think. How do we say a mayo... A mayotional.
An extra may...
Mayonnaise.
Marital.
Marital.
May...
Emotionaise. Emotionaise affair. That
it is
works.
A delicious salad. It's got curry chicken,
but
mayonnaise.
It's not a salad.
It's not. It's a full meal. And then mango chutney, it's, avocado, cashews,
there's actually
mangoes.
Nothing salad-y about it.
No, it's a full meal.
It's not
and look,
a
when
salad.
I pulled out that
That's
platter.
That's why he loved
you've
it.
You've got to do it on a full platter, right? And when I pulled it out on Sunday night, the night when Dane and I were telepathically communicating without your knowledge, the men that I'd served it to at my own home
what
in front of my
say?
Husband took seconds and thirds. Okay. Now, I am a basic
remember that time,
level cook.
Remember that time before Dane and I were engaged and I'd looked up on the internet what meals to make
yes,
for them to propose.
Fall in love with you. Yeah.
And there was a vodka penne.
Yes.
All right. Well, you.
You think that's it? You think
I
your
think
vodka
that,
penne, my
I
curry
think
chicken
your curry
mango
chicken
salad.
Mango salad is the new vodka penne.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I just think it should come with a heart warning.
Well, you warned your poor husband enough about eating mayo. God.
Listen, we're going to cover
food.
That on tomorrow's show.
I know,
don't
I would...
talk about it now. We need more content for tomorrow. It's true and we all know it.
Anyway, I've sent that recipe off to him. So
I can't. Well, anyway, he's... we'll follow up on that because whether or not he if he responds, the emotionaise affair continues. And I have proof of it.
Way to the mayo zone.
Why did you go to that song? Was that the worst possible choice?
Well, I don't know. What song would you have gone to, Brainiac?
Anything but that.
Anyway, right. Aaron, did you miss us?
Since yesterday?
Well, yeah, I know. But we didn't really talk about how much you missed us yesterday. I felt like we needed to give you a bit of a reprieve.
I feel like today is the first show of the year. Yesterday was nothing.
Yesterday just felt like old news, didn't it?
It really did.
It felt like we could have actually done that show a month ago. That's what it felt like.
Even like a couple of months ago. Obviously,
because
we're joking.
We did.
Shit. You can't say that.
Sarah.
God, you know what? I can say it. No one cares.
Should we just completely pull back the curtain?
Yeah.
No.
No.
why? It's so unnecessary. The curtain is there for a reason.
The curtain is there for a reason. Wow.
All right. No, we did do it live yesterday.
Ignore Everything's us. Live. Nothing but live. It's not currently 2:26 p.m.
Live and hyper-local. Okay.
We're not live and national. All
right. We're not local.
I know.
We're national.
I know, but while we're telling lies.
Stop it, you two. It's confusing.
You know, I don't. You know what? I don't think the podcast audience cares. Why would they care?
I don't think they do because they're not listening live, are you? Pets?
No, you're not listening live. It's the podcast.
You're not, and we're hyper local to wherever you are.
I've just remembered that my uncle listens to this. Oh dear, what have I said? Did I say the eggplant thing?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, John. Ignore it.
Didn't you say he listens at the gym?
He listens at the gym, and he says it's a health hazard.
Why?
A safety hazard, rather. Also a health hazard, like your salad.
Well.
Hussy! Aaron, end it! Get off your phone and pay attention.
I'm paying attention. I'm always paying attention.
We might fire you and send you to Nova.
You need to stop joking about this stuff. The same thing happened to Scotty. He left completely.
He left for Channel 10.
Yes.
It's a different industry altogether. We'll make sure you stay in the industry. Or we could send you to
Kiss.
Oh, we
you weren't
there.
Both on the same page.
Can you edit this?
Yeah, take
no,
it all out.
Sorry. I don't know how.
We've got to go. We've got a meeting.
School breakfast.
Could be one of the worst podcasts we've ever done.
Do you know we're number 5? In the Hit Network, this podcast?
I did know that, yeah.
Why don't you ever tell us this?
We had someone else
you
tell us.
You know how hard we work? We need to have carrots dangling.
Imagine how good it would
constantly.
Be. Imagine how good it would be if you put effort into this podcast. Just imagine.
No, I feel it's like that, you know C's get degrees kind of thing. That's how I feel with this podcast.
I feel that we owe our podcast listeners a huge thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking with us.
Because there's like extra dribble in the podcast.
If you're still with us now, we're going to give you a special code word.
Are we?
Sarah Wills.
What?
Code word to
the
We don't run competitions on this show.
No,
what are they
going to
do with that code word?
Give us a code word.
Mayo.
Mayo.
Of course.
If you come
Watch
up,
a home
if you
up.
If you say the word mayo to any of us three, get a solid pat on the back.
How are they going to do that? Like in person?
In person. If you see us in person and say mayo, pat on the back for you.
Stop it.
Sir or woman.
Or if they find us on social media.
Right, mayo.
Right, Mayo.
And we'll know you're a real fan. Cause
yeah, you're a true fan.
You wouldn't get through this otherwise.
I wouldn't listen to this.
Sarah, for the love of God, honestly, you sabotage us.
You guys know I'm listening to a podcast at the moment called Call Her Daddy. It's all about two women and their sexual lives.
And you're listening to that?
Listening to it. A couple of the girls from the office put me onto it. It's about them.
What's it? Hold on. What's it called? I'm looking it up.
Call Her Daddy.
Why? Okay, what's their story?
I don't really know yet. I don't really get it.
Is it like a... What is this garbage you're listening to? Let me approve it.
Someone suggested it to me, so I thought I'd jump on there.
Of course. One of the girls in there has big boobs. That's why he's pressed subscribe.
How did your date go?
Oh, my God. How have we not debriefed this?
One way to get him to turn us off.
We have to go. See you tomorrow.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.